By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program, Rise and Shine. Let's begin our program by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا ما
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we have begun by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran, by listening to the Holy Quran, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And now we shall be moving to the naat of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
صل على نبينا صل على محمد صل على شفيع Oh.
बनाते
محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Rise and Shine, viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzurul, this program is brought to you each and every single morning live from Mondays to Fridays, and it is also repeated over the weekends. Now, I've begun by listening to the Quran, by listening to Durood Sharif, by reciting Durood Sharif along with the Nadhkhan sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to one benefit of reciting Durood. They said that that person who recites Durood Sharif 1,000 times a day, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, then he will not die until he has seen his own abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. Such a great virtue. And this is one of many, my dear viewers, with good intentions, inshallah, you'll also gain reward. Add reciting Durood Sharif each and every single day, a minimum of 313 times. Each and every single day, 313 times, add this to your list, that you will recite Durood Sharif every single day, 313 times. Inshallah, try to make this a habit of yours. Try to make this a regular practice of yours. Now, maybe there's something else to bring, something else for you to add to your list. What is this? Not telling lies. Stop telling lies. Do not tell lies. Add this to your list. I will never lie. Inshallah, you know, it makes it seem like it sounds like lines. When somebody lies and they give them lines, I must never lie. I must never tell lies. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, add this to your list. Add this to your list that inshallah forever, if you're able to do it for a year, inshallah you'll be able to do it throughout the rest of your life. Add this to your list. I shall never tell lies. I shall never speak lies. Inshallah, today we shall be speaking about speaking lies, the harms of speaking lies, and the benefits in telling the truth. Inshallah, inshallah, this shall really bring about a change in your life. It will bring about peace and comfort. Yes, because the person who lies, he's not in the state of peace. He's not comfortable. No, my dear viewers, his disposition is that he's dispositioned. Meaning he's never composed. No, my dear viewers. He's never at peace with himself. No, he can't be. Why? Because he's told so many lies. When he tells so many lies, you have to remember these lies. Inshallah, let's as usual begin with a story. This is a story for youngsters. Many of you would have heard this story. Many children would have read it in their books. Maybe a very, very young boy. This was in the olden times when there used to be villages and they used to look after their sheep and their goats. You know, they used to have cattle and they used to always be worried about foxes. To be honest, I'm not a farmer. I do not know if this is still a worry. Undoubtedly, yes, foxes are a worry, but I'm quite certain that there are things which prevent foxes. I remember going to Pakistan, my dear viewers, and we asked them, you know, do you have any troubles, anything? And in different places, it's different. For example, in Pakistan, they said that, yes, we are worried about tigers. So, yes, you do find wild tigers in northern Pakistan, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But this is something which doesn't really affect the people. If it does, it's very, very rare. Remember that animals are more fearful of us, and they only, well, majority of the times, they attack when they feel threatened. Nevertheless, my dear viewers, that's going off the topic. Coming back to our topic, there was a young boy. What happened was, when a person's young, they try to bring anything just to bring a bit of excitement. They think of, you know, strange things. They're so active, they have so much energy in them. They always wish to do something. They always wish to stir something up or bring about excitement. So what does he do? There's this young boy, he thought to himself, how can I play a trick on everyone? So what he does is, he thinks, I know what it is. These people, they fear wolves, they fear foxes. Why? Because they fear that foxes will eat up all their herd. They fear foxes will eat up their cattle, their sheep, and it will cause a huge loss to them. So he thought of something. And he came running into his village, into his area where all the people are gathered. And he says, hurry, hurry! There is a fox! It's going to eat your cattle! Be quick, rush, come out, get out! And he said, all the villagers, they take their sticks, whatever weapons possibly they may have had, and they come out, they come rushing, they're looking for that fox. Where is that fox? Where is this wolf? Which is trying to attack our sheep. And they see, there is no wolf, there is no fox. But this child was just lying. Now, they were possibly a little angry, you know, and maybe some of them may have, you know, thought, oh, he's just joking, you know, with a smile. But they realized that a trick was played at them. And the boy, he was laughing, he was happy, like, wow, you know, I made you all come out. He was excited, you know, this brought him happiness. And what happened was, subhanAllah, he thought, it worked once, why can it not work again? So again, you know, another day, possibly another time, he comes rushing to the people. He says, there's a fox coming, there's a fox. Hurry quickly, go get the fox. It's going to kill your sheep. The people, again, they're in this time a bit doubtful, but wow, they're like, you know, it's possible, it may be true, there may be a fox. Let's rush out and let's see if it's true. So they came, they rushed out, came running again with their sticks. Again, there's no fox. The sheep are completely fine. There's nothing wrong with the herd, with the cattle. So again, the boy, he's laughing. He's thinking, wow, again, I tricked you. I made you come out. And what happens is one day a fox does come, one or more possibly, and they attack the sheep. This boy, he sees this. He comes running to the people. He says, hurry, there is a fox. Hurry, it's killing your sheep. It's killing your cattle. And they say, no, he's lying. You know, you've tricked us twice. You're not going to trick us again. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, later they realize that this boy, this time he was actually telling the truth. The fox had actually caused them a huge loss. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who are watching, a very, very important lesson is to be learned from this. A very, very important lesson. What is this lesson, my dear viewers? That when a person tells lies, then people lose trust in that person. And when it comes to telling the truth, even when he is going to tell the truth, people do not consider it to be the truth. You know, there used to be a time when it would be rare for people to lie. You would think people rarely lie. People would say this, you know, that, okay, I do tell lies, but one off, once in a blue moon. Nowadays, my dear viewers, it's a person rarely telling the truth. You know, we're living in a time where people rarely speak the truth. Sadly, this is, you know, the reality of things, my dear viewers. Now, that child, yes, it was a joke. To him, it was a joke. But remember, even whilst joking, a person should not tell lies. Even whilst joking, it is not permissible to tell lies, my dear viewers. Now, what's happened is that boy, in order to, you know, for excitement, and for humor, what did he do? He lied to the people. And he didn't lie about a minor matter, no. Or something which was huge. Remember, if people lose their cattle, that's the entire wealth. That's the entire livelihood. It was something huge, my dear viewers. But then when it really happened, foxes really did come. And whether this story is true or not, that's redundant, my dear viewers. It's inconsequential. It doesn't matter. The point is the moral of the story, the lesson to be learned from the story. Do not tell lies. And when a person does tell lies, then people lose trust in him. People can normally distinguish between his telling the truth or his lying. If a person is known that this person, mashallah, let's just say Zaid never lies. And whatever he is going to tell you, you'll have no doubt. Why? Because he never lies. So if he's going to say something to you, you will believe him. Because Zaid never lies. But if there was, for example, if you were to take, for example, if you were to take Bakr, and Bakr was to sometimes lie, sometimes tell the truth, you would be doubtful. Is this person telling the truth now? Is he lying? Maybe he's lying. Now that person can't be trusted, my dear viewers of the channel. So when a person lies, one of the harms of lying is, this is just a harm of society. My dear viewers, Islamically, there are many things mentioned in regards to lying. It said that when a person tells a lie, such a foul smell emanates from his mouth that the angels of mercy, Allahu Akbar, the angels of mercy, they distance themselves from him, a mile or so. They distance themselves from him. So then we complain about, you know, there not being barakah in our households. There not being barakah in our lives, in our food, in whatever we do. You know, this is what we say, there's no barakah in the air today. In the atmosphere, there's no barakah in the air. You know, time goes so fast, there's no barakah in time. I've only just eaten, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I'm feeling hungry again. There's no barakah in my food. Allah, I've eaten so much. My dear viewers, one possible reason could be the angels of mercy, they have distanced themselves from us. And one cause, one thing which makes them distance themselves is a person telling lies. And when a person lies, a foul smell emanates from his mouth. The angels do not like this. They distance themselves from him. The angels of mercy, my dear viewers. So those people who may have complaints or may be wondering, why is it that, you know, we do not have, you know, that barakah? This could be a possible reason. But if it was of Madani Channel, you know, this is quite a famous story which we've heard. It's not the story which is important, but the moral. Remember, when a person lies, or as a Muslim should not lie. Now this is something, my dear viewers, which if you think about it, lying has never been considered to be a good act. Other things, through our history, You know, even history itself, there's difference of opinions when it comes to history itself. Some people say this happened in such and such part of the world, in such and such era. Other people say, no, it was like this. So there's difference of opinion in history itself. If you look through our history, even within various topics, we have difference of opinions. In science, there'll be difference of opinion. In logic, there'll be difference of opinion. In philosophy, there'll be difference of opinion. Whatever science you think about, you know, just in your daily lives, there'll be so many difference of opinion. There'll be so many views, so many perspectives. But there's one thing, my dear viewers, in which whatever era you take throughout history, whether you go back 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, a millennium, you know, 1,500 years, 2,000 years, no matter where in the world you are, no matter which religion you follow, no matter which society you are in, there is something which is always agreed upon, or has always been agreed upon. And this is that telling lies is bad and speaking the truth is good. Yes, my dear viewers, this is something which we can say completely, unanimously accepted, that telling the truth is good and lying is bad. Subhanallah, this is something which everybody, no matter where you're from, no matter what sort of background you have, but everybody agrees upon that lying is bad, my dear viewers of the nation. And it's mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam states that ayatul munafiqi thalatha, idha haddatha kazaba, wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, wa idha tumina khana. My dear viewers of Madan Channel, what this Hadith Sharif means, what the translation to this Hadith Sharif is, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall find out after our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, stated, O people, recite the Rood upon me. It will be Noor for you on the bridge of Sirat. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, in order to remove the greed and rust of worldly wealth and love for fame and status from our hearts, and to develop the mindset to prepare for the hereafter, associate yourselves with the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, the Madni movement of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dawat Islami, moreover, in order to spread the invitation towards righteousness, actively takes part in the 12 Madni activities of the Zila Halka. One of those activities is Madni Muzakira. Due to the blessings of Madni Muzakara, one develops the mindset of refraining from sins. Due to the blessings of Madni Muzakara, one attains the knowledge of Deen. Due to the blessings of Madni Muzakara, along with attaining religious knowledge, one also undergoes character building. Due to the blessings of Madni Muzakara, one develops a yearning for the well-being of the Muslim Ummah. Due to the blessings of Madni Muzakara, one attains the company of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My sweet Islamic brothers, watch Madni Muzakara on a regular basis. It will be helpful for you And tell your families to watch it as well, because it will definitely be helpful for them. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam states, ayatul munafiqi thalatham, that there are three signs of hypocrites, my dear viewers of Mother Nisham. What are the signs of hypocrites? إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. That when this person, one sign of being a hypocrite is whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. This is the first sign which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. Whenever he promises, he does not keep that promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. And if you were to entrust him, then he breaches this trust. Now there's something to take from this. Yes, there's three signs, but these three signs are very, very closely associated to each other, because in a way, they all evolve around lying. First one is explicitly lying itself. Whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. Secondly, whenever he promises, he doesn't keep the promise. He acts against the promises kept, which in a way is a lie. He's promised something, he fails to keep that promise, he breaks that promise, in a way it's a lie. If you are in that tumina khana, if you are to entrust him, if he is to be entrusted, you trust him with something, he breaks that trust, in a way it is a lie. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another hadith sharif is mentioned before, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith sharif states three things, my dear viewers of Madinah channel. Three signs of a hypocrite. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, states three signs of a hypocrite, and all three evolve around lying, my dear viewers. They all contain somehow, in some way, the meaning of lying. These are the signs of a hypocrite. A hypocrite is the worst of all people. Really, it's said that the depths of the fire of hell, the deepest parts of the fire of hell, are those for the hypocrites, my dear viewers of Mother Nisham. And one person, or the signs of a hypocrite, which the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, these three signs, that these are signs that this person is a hypocrite. They all possess the meaning of lying in them. One companion, he approached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and he said, and he wasn't a companion at this time, he was a non-Muslim. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that, I wish to accept Islam, but I have some bad habits. He says, I steal, I drink alcohol, I lie, I do this, etc., etc., etc. And he says that, I wish to accept Islam, but Islam does not allow these things. Islam does not permit lying. Islam does not permit stealing. It does not permit drinking alcohol. And he says that, I cannot stop all of these things all at once. No, I can't. But maybe, you know, one at a time, I'll try to stop them. So if you allow me, whichever thing you say, I will stop that one thing and I will enter Islam. I will accept Islam. He says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there's one thing I should stop, tell me, what is this one thing? I drink alcohol, Allahu Akbar. A major, major sin. Lying sometimes is haram, my dear viewers. Stealing is also a sin, my dear viewers. I perform these wrong acts. But if I was to leave one, Ya Rasulullah, which one shall I leave? Which one shall I stop doing? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to him, just do not lie. Do not tell lies. From all these things, the Prophet ﷺ told him what? That you do all these things, if you're to stop one, which one? To stop lying. Allahu Akbar, teaches a lesson really. Imagine how bad lying truly is, my dear viewers. So this companion, he accepts Islam, he becomes a Muslim. And he promises that, that's it, from now on I shall never tell a lie. From now on I will never tell a lie. This is what he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, this companion, he continues. But one thing he keeps in mind, that from now, that's it, I have promised, I will never tell a lie. I will never tell a lie. So he thinks, he feels, you know, it's a norm for him to drink alcohol. So I think I'll just have let's just have some alcohol. So he's about to drink alcohol, but then he thinks to himself that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is later going to ask me, and I cannot lie. I cannot say no, I didn't drink alcohol. If I do drink it, I cannot lie. So what am I going to do? What am I going to say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I going to tell him I drank alcohol? I can't do that. So then he says, "Chalo, let's leave the alcohol." You know, he has the opportunity to steal something. He thinks, but if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me, then what am I going to say? I will be punished. He says, "I cannot do that. This action, I cannot do that. That action which is wrong, no, I cannot do that." Through this one action, he later comes, he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through this one action, just by not telling lies, this has closed the doors of so many other sins for me." My dear viewers, leaving this one action, lying, really, those people who do have their year's resolutions, add this to your list. I must not tell lies. I must not tell lies. Really. Allow this to penetrate deeply within your mind, within your heart. That from now on, I shall not tell lies. Everybody must not tell lies. I shall not tell lies, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Please remember this lesson. And this is a lesson for children, but it's also a lesson for parents. More of a lesson for parents, although we can't say it happens more amongst children than it happens amongst parents, my dear viewers. Sadly, everybody is somehow prey to this sin, to this action, my dear viewers of Madinah. Without further ado, let's move to a daily hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi وعلى آله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about a very important element of our lives. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon the people, لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ, when one will not care where he attains his wealth from, whether he attains it through permissible means or impermissible means, halal or haram. No doubt, one of the obligations upon a Muslim is that he earns for himself and his family a pure and halal sustenance. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sleep all night. So Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to stay awake all night?" The best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that, "I found a date last night and I ate it. Then I remembered that we had in our house some dates that were meant for charity. So I feared that the date I ate was from the dates that were to be given to charity." Subhanallah, what does this go to show? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate one date. forgetting that he had some dates in his house that were meant for charity. And this caused them to have a sleepless night, just out of fear that this date may have been from the dates of the charity. So this accidental morsel caused our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much unrest and so much discomfort. In reality, this serves as a lesson for us. This is a teaching within this. There's a teaching for us, those of us who may be earning such a living that comes from a means of haram, and yet we enjoy a deep sleep at night. And like this, we have countless accounts of various Sahaba-i Kiram and Awliya who too are great role models, even in just safeguarding themselves from doubtful food and sustenance. Halal sustenance is the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also His Azza wa Jal's protection. It's the means of getting all our lawful du'as answered and also and truly a means of being honored on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the pursuit of seeking halal sustenance easy upon all of us. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Manan Channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, the topic for the day, my dear viewers, I must not tell lies. I shall not tell lies. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, to refrain from lying. This is our topic for today. Now, remember, I did mention at the beginning that a person who tells lies, the difference between such a person who lies and the person who tells the truth, there is a huge difference, not only just Islamically, not only spiritually, but even physically, even mentally. My dear viewers of Bandhan Channel, two totally different people. One will be, he'll be composed, he'll be relaxed, his mind will be at peace. And the other, it'll be the total opposite. He'll always have something on his mind. Psychologically, this will be eating away at his mind. Why? That he has told a lie. This person has told a lie, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. This will play on his mind. Why? Some people may be thinking, why? You know, it's just a lie. They'll say, you've lied once, it's finished. No. When you tell a lie, you have to back that lie up. You have to remember that lie. You have to remember that lie, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. Whereas when you tell the truth, it's the truth. It's not something you will have to remember. No, you could just continue by your day. If you're asked again, you will say the same thing because it was the truth. But when a person lies, my dear viewers, for example, if you know he was to meet somebody, he was to set a good impression, somebody may ask, so where is it, you know, where is it you're from, where is it you live? And a person will say, I live in, he lives in an area which is considered to be, you know, poor, or a house which is not so expensive, my dear viewers. But he wishes to set an an expression. I'm posh. I'm from a good, you know. I have a nice big house. I have a 7-bedroom house. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, in such and such area, and this is like the elite area of the entire city. You may ask, what is it you do? Wow, you live there. What is it you do? You must do something. You know, you must be earning a lot of money then. So he says, yes, I'm a businessman. I have, you know, this type of property, I mean this type of business, I'm, you know, real estate possibly, or I have so many buildings or whatever it may be. I have such a business, I have my own firm, I'm a lawyer, I'm a solicitor. Now, if that person knows lawyers or solicitors, if that person had an issue and he's thinking, you're a lawyer, you're a solicitor, I need your help, you know, can you help me on such and such a matter? But in reality, you do not live in such a place. In reality, you are not a lawyer, you are not a solicitor, you do not have this business. Then you will have to tell other lies. Or the next time he sees you, or he refers you to somebody, then you're going to have to be careful as to what you say, you're going to have to remember that 1 year later you've seen him, oops, what is it that I told him? I can't remember. One person has said I was a businessman, another person has said I was a lawyer. You know, which lie did I tell this person? I cannot remember. So now you must maintain that lie via another lie. And every time you meet that person, this will be on your mind. Oops, I hope he doesn't ask me a question on this because I really don't know. I actually lied to him. And then later, if you do think, oh damn, why did I lie to such a person? That now you want to come with the truth. Now it is very, very difficult for you to tell the truth. If you do tell the truth, you will feel embarrassed. So a person who lies, my dear viewers, he constantly, psychologically, this is eating away at his mind. This is actually affecting him, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. Today is all about the fruit. Yes, 5 a day, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. It is recommended. Alhamdulillah, I have my 5 a day. I hope you have yours. If you don't, then today you need to start, my dear viewers. Which fruit to start with? Let's see what fruit we have for today. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Plums. It said that the health benefits of plums include relief from indigestion, influenza infections, weight loss, and anxiety-related problems. The antioxidant power of these fruits helps in preventing and managing osteoporosis, macular degeneration, cancer, diabetes, and also obesity. They also help in maintaining a healthy heart by reducing cholesterol levels. Additionally, plums improve cognition, boost immunity, improve cellular health, maintain electrolyte balance, keep the nervous system healthy, and aid in skin care and blood clotting. Plums are brilliant fruits. They are beneficial for the gut. Yes, it has been said that fiber, also found in the plum, regulates the fast functioning of the intestines. It is very effective in the treatment of intestinal worms. It is very effective in preventing and treating diseases such like asthma itself, bronchitis, especially the heart, stroke, calcification crisis, heart pains, and heart palpitations caused by various reasons. It protects the vision. It reduces the risk of developing eye diseases, which are caused by old age. It cleans the body by removing toxins from the body, but also prevents constipation because it runs fast in the intestines. In general, it is a very effective food source for the digestive system. It protects bile and also liver health. It is the winter, and it is good for influenza. So eat plums. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. For those individuals that are not sure which fruits to choose from, I know which one I'll be eating today, inshallah, azza wa jal. Today, viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty, isn't it? The beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, you need to eat 5 a day, my dear viewers. You need to eat fruit regularly. It is very, very important. Something recommended, generally recommended, Well, undoubtedly this is good for you, organic foods, and you will only most likely only get those organic foods which are in season, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So please do try to eat more of those fruits in comparison to others. Nevertheless, fruits, try to make them a part of your day, each and every single day. My dear viewers of Madani channel, something to remember, that time shall continue passing. Really, time shall continue passing. And the time will come for us to also leave this world, my dear viewers. It's said that a person, you know, one reason why we lie is to make other people laugh. This is one of the main reasons we lie. It's said that a person who does this, then he shall be thrown into the fire of hell crying. Yes, my dear viewers, please refrain from lying. There's so much more to be said on the topic. Our time is of the essence. Inshallah, we shall be returning tomorrow with another topic. Inshallah, join us tomorrow morning. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.